Okay. You would like me to describe the feeling of female arousal in as much detail as possible, describing every single thing I feel from head to toe. Well, that's kind of hard. I guess first off, I have to say that this only is for me. Like it only describes me. It does not sp I do not speak for all women. I feel like that should be obvious, but just as a starter. Okay. My personal female arousal. I think it kind of depends on how I'm being aroused, because there's different parts, I would say. Like, there's different zones. So there's a physical arousal, and then there's a mental friskiness. And like, I've had times where I'm horny and I want sex, but I'm just tired and I'm just like, eh, and it's just not worth it. So my brain is like, banchika, and my body's just like, or we could sleep, you know? So, but I guess we're not talking about brain stuff. I don't know. That's hard. I probably should have thought this through beforehand. I would say I'm trying to decide. Triggers is the wrong word. What sparks my arousal as a person? Because there's like a, ooh, these cute. And then there's a, oh my, hi there, kind of a thing. Damn. Okay. I think that what causes a physical reaction for me, because I can look at someone and say, oh, they're really attractive, I would love to fuck them. And that's just in my whole, I'm a very sexual person, I want to have sex with lots of people, that's not going to happen, but that doesn't mean I don't want it kind of a thing. So I can recognize that someone is the I want to fuck category. Because there's want to fuck, would fuck, you could pay me to fuck, and would not fuck categories. So obviously we're just talking about the people in the first two. So I could look at someone and say, oh, I'd like to fuck them, they're attractive. But that doesn't necessarily mean I'm aroused. For me, my brain would have to start thinking about what would be happening between us. So, for example, today we went to Red Robin, and we were waiting for our food, and this person dropped off our food, and he put the burgers on the table, and this man was like, just whew, very, very attractive. And I didn't think about any sort of fantasy at the time, but thinking about it now, it's just like, okay, so I guess I just have to do it. Putting feelings into words is hard. It's when I experience emotions, when I get upset, I guess that's not right. I would say, when I get upset in general, whatever emotion that falls into that, if it's angry, sad, mad, blah, whatever, afraid, scared, I heat up. My body physically heats up. My face goes beet red. And, like, I am hot to the touch. Like, you can put your hand and it feels like I have a fever. That isn't necessarily what happens when I get aroused. I think my body physically does heat up. I do blush. I blush hardcore. I'm a blusher. And there's like this line of red that's kind of under my eyes. And then it's just from my like cheeks down. I'm flushed. It's really easy to see. So I'm trying to imagine how I get aroused. I wouldn't, I don't get lightheaded or anything like that, but I definitely get distracted. My mind starts going through how I would imagine them touching me. How, where they're touching me. So something that's kind of a really big turn on for me is me being very vulnerable and helpless. So a lot of my fantasies involve me having my eyes closed or sensory deprivation where I can't see or hear anything. So someone is behind me and I feel their breath on my neck. And okay, so that's a shiver that I got, like this little tingling up my spine. That goes from the base of my back up my shoulders. And I wouldn't say that I could feel a breath in my neck, but it's like a ghost breath. Because it's, I have a very vivid imagination. And so I'm standing somewhere, facing away from the door. I have headphones in, I'm listening to music. I have a blindfold on so I can't see. And I guess my shoulders get tense thinking about it. Oh, I would be so tense. I would be terrified, like excited, terrified, where I'm just, sorry, that was a shiver. I'm cold. It would be a struggle between you need to relax, and also you want to run because you're a rabbit and a fox is hunting you and you like it, kind of a thing. So tense in that case, I'm sorry that this is all over the place. It's there's just different types of being aroused, like being aroused by someone when they get close to me. If someone hugs me that I find really attractive, and it's a willing hug, like I'm not giving it to them, they give it to me, like it's their choice to give to me, which is fantastic and I love it. I just get kind of this, there's this weird feeling in like the middle of my chest. And it's, I guess it's not necessarily an arousal thing, but it's a heart happy thing. And then I'm touching them and they're touching me, and it's not electric, that's the wrong word. It's a good kind of friction, I would say, where it's just like there's contact. There's contact and it's exciting and I melt into it and I just want to hold them and not let them go. And okay, so you know when I'm trying to fuck you know when your foot goes asleep and the blood gets cut off from circulation, and then you stand up or whatever, and it comes back, and you have those pins and needles. That fucking hurt most of the time. Like, I love doing it to my hand and my arm, but I hate it with my feet and my legs. So right before that goes away, the pins and needles, where it's not painful anymore, but you kind of just get that little prickly sensation. It's like super subtle, like if you had all the pricklies, but like through a blanket or a cloth, that is how a hug, a physical hug, feels with someone that I'm attracted to, that I have had fantasies about, and they're touching me, and it was their choice, and it's like, oh my gosh, that's just really exciting. Most of the time when I get aroused, I don't feel myself getting wet. Until I move my thighs, or there's some reason for me to know that I'm wet, I guess. Like, I don't feel myself just leaking, like, juice stuff. That's, like, really sexy to say. Yeah. Depending on the situation, if I don't know what's gonna happen, or, like, if I don't expect it coming, and we're doing something, and it's just kind of cuddly cute, and it's just like, oh, okay, well, I don't know if this is gonna lead anywhere, but this is fun, and I enjoy this, like, I wouldn't say that I'm aroused, because I don't... It's not that I don't arouse easily, it's that I'm so used to cuddling cutesy stuff to not turn into sex stuff, so I just don't, I think my body's like, well, we're not gonna get excited about this if we don't know that a thing's gonna happen. And then, so we're just kind of like, oh, this is fun, yay, we're really happy, and settled, and calm, and comfortable. And then there's that one thing that happens, and we're like, oh, this is a thing. Oh my. And I get, I guess, nervous. Most of the time, I can't feel my heart pound, because I just don't think my heart beats quickly. Like, there are not many things that my heart gets worked up over, I guess. And, I wouldn't say that I freeze, but when that one moment happens where it goes from cute cuddly to this is a definitely a sexual experience of whatever sorts, it's, like, the arousal gets turned on. Like, all the systems are turned to go. So then, everything, the skin is more attentive? Not attentive, that's the wrong word. Ready, active, sensitive. It's like, oh, we need to pay attention now. Things are gonna happen. He's gonna touch us. Blah, 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 blah. And I would say I get quieter, because naturally I'm a submissive person, so it goes from, because like work brain and regular me brain and like sex brain are different brains. Work brain is very dominant, regular me is just kind of neutral depending on the person, and then sex brain is like, oh, I'm a submissive, ha, you own me. So I kind of go into subtle, not necessarily relaxed, but still, waiting, and kind of a thing. I don't think I'm explaining this very well. It's hard to describe something when you don't have it actively happening. Like, I think I'm a little wet. I don't know. Am I? No, not really. I tried. I guess my breathing picks up, depending on the situation. If it's something that is unexpected and there's a slow buildup, like there's a normal conversation and then there's that one comment that the person makes and they give you that one look or that one smile and it's just like, oh, okay, this is a thing. And I get nervous and I get excited because someone's taking interest in me. And I kind of don't look at them. I've actually noticed that there's this guy at work that keeps hitting on me, which is like, yay. But it's like really thirsty, like super thirsty. And although I enjoy the attention, he needs to tone it down just a tad. Because he just gets this look. And I really like that I'm given that look. But I also don't know how to respond because I'm at work. And at work, I've basically trained myself to not flirt because I'm a flirt. And it's just like, thank you. Because that's all I can do. I can smile and I can say thank you. And I can't control whether or not I blush because that is just a thing. And I have no response other than that. Because I can't do that at work. That's not a thing. So yeah, getting nervous. My legs don't get weak. I'm trying to, yeah. I think that jumbled mess of trying to think and describe and stuff is really okay. Let's talk more about the lower region and then I'll stop myself. If I'm touched in a very intimate way, so like if someone's touching my inner thigh or they're doing like, like from the collarbone, kissing from the collarbone up the neck, the jaw, down the jaw to the, like, the chin and then the lips. Basically, a huge turn on for me is kissing me on my, like, my upper part of my body, but not my lips. Like, if you go around and, like, soft kisses, like, it's every time it kisses, it heats up. And I get excited and nervous and submissive. And it's kind of like this buildup, waiting for things to happen. It's just like, when is he going to kiss me? When is it going to happen? And they're taking their time. And it's so smooth. Like, you smooth motherfucker kind of a thing. And, like little, I keep playing with my locket, so that's what that little clicky thing is. Caresses, having a finger like on the inside of pants or like the inside of underwear. Holy geez, that's close but far is like, whoa. And basically going everywhere but the place that's supposed to be touched. Little quotation marks, is just electric. I don't like being tickled, but there's a certain touch that's a tickle that's not, it's like a sweet tickle. It's not a, oh, that's a tickle, haha, don't touch. It's sweet and it's soft. And that, unlike the inner thighs, in that space that connects your torso to your legs, which is my favorite place to kiss on a human being, by the way. Like, if you're teasing someone and you kiss that, that is sensitive and it is wonderful. it just, the area where that's being touched is just, it's sweet. I can't, it creates a different feeling from what's being touched than everything else. It, like, it's a focus where, so if I'm touching just my, like, thigh, like, I'm touching my thigh right now, I kind of only really feel the contact in the leg. And then to feel something else, I have to, like, rub it and erase it, because otherwise that's just what I'm feeling. And then that slow buildup, I guess I can feel wetness, and I don't want to say it's an itch, but it's a good way to explain it, is that this little itch kind of develops in the lady bits. Like, please touch me, please take care of this, you're developing a need here, and I really, really need you to take care of this, that would be great. You're kind of building it up. Yeah. So, there you go. So one thing, when I moan a lot, in succession, like, something like that, my lips kind of go numb, probably because of an oxygen thing, and that's always interesting. A lot of the times when I'm masturbating and sometimes having sex, is that I'll get Charlie horses, in my calves, which, if you don't know what a Charlie horse is, it's essentially all of your muscles saying fuck you, and they just clench together really hard, and it hurts like hell. And somehow, in my brain, sometimes a certain amount, because I can kind of control it, because I know how to make the muscles relax by bending my foot the opposite way, because by moving your foot, I can kind of move the muscles in my calf, whatever, anatomy is a thing, and I can find this boundary in between way too much pain, this is fucking terrible, and like this kind of border where it's just like, oh, this is nice. And then that pain-ish weird thing accentuates other stuff, like one extreme feeling in the girly bits met with another one, and then it just kind of amplifies through the body, and it's, this is gonna be a really terrible metaphor, but like when hot air and cold air meet and there's that whole tornado thing, kind of like that, where it's just like two things by themselves, and then they come, I think that's how a tornado happens, I'm pretty sure, and then they come together and it's just like, oh my gosh, the tornado of pleasure kind of a thing. So yeah, yeah, so there you go. There is a jumbled mess of word vomit about how me getting aroused and trying to explain and probably feeling horrible, and you're probably all like really bored and like, what the fuck, Harley? And yeah. So there you go. I'm sorry. Okay. Bye.